Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, thousands of third-level students walked out of lectures at colleges across the country today in protest, they say, over cost of living issues. The action was led by the Union of Students in Ireland to highlight anger over what they described as the complete lack of measures to support students in Budget 2025. Now, Drive Time's John Cook was there for the walkout at the University of Galway, and John is with me now. So what happened?
Well, Cormac, the national walkout of students took place during lectures at 11:30 today, with students from Galway to Waterford to Dublin to Kerry and other college campuses leaving theatres and classrooms to protest outside universities, on city streets and at the offices of politicians, as well as Leinster House, with chants like "no ifs, no buts, no education cuts" and "HOTTOGO, student fees have got to go." Here in Galway, students carried a coffin on campus inscribed with the words, "Here lies the student experience, killed by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party," as Students' Union President Fáinne Gonal led the speeches.
So I'm Fáinne Gonal and I'm the Uachtaráin of Cultus na Maclean Oscail na Gaillimhe.
You're carrying a coffin through the campus of the University of Galway today. Tell me why.
Because we feel that the student experience has been killed by this government. Students are no longer enjoying their educations, they're no longer cherishing an education. Instead, it's about surviving. It's about fighting to survive, and it's becoming dog-eat-dog. And completely correct from my friend over here, we need change, and change is what students deserve.
If you guys want to start marching, Peter and Daniel will be leading the coffin through campus. Make space for the death of the student experience.
Faye, you mentioned here that many people are thinking of emigrating, that that's what students think is their future. No country for young people, you said.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my best friend is emigrating this Saturday, and she's another person who loves Ireland, loves being from here, loves her family, but she has no future here, so she has to emigrate, and that's just not good enough.
Government will point to reducing the student contribution by €1,000 in the budget recently, 80 cent on the minimum wage rates as well, a commitment to build student accommodation. They say they are thinking of you and your future.
Well, they're not, because first of all, the reduction in fees is a temporary reduction. So like that, I could be absolutely working my backside off, trying so hard to fund my education, and then I could find out next year I have to pay an extra €1,000, because they won't make that €1,000 reduction permanent. As well as that, the rising minimum wage is perfect, great, we always welcome more money for students, but it's still not in line with a living wage. And this living wage is caused by the fact that students are paying way too much for accommodation, and it's just a waterfall of effects, and if they really looked at the core of the issues, then all of these other issues would kind of solve themselves by proxy.
And that's Fáinne Gonal, Students' Union President at the University of Galway, who also called for an immediate general election, John.
That's right, Cormac. Among the list of specific demands at student protest today was for the Taoiseach to call an election now, for the government to build affordable student accommodation, to introduce protections for students living in digs, to abolish the student contribution charge and end precarious contracts for college lecturers. I spoke to many students present as the university, as the Union of Students Ireland Vice President for Campaigns, Nathan Murphy, urged them to use their vote or move their vote to where they're attending college if necessary, so that student voices are heard on what will likely be a weekday election, he said.
It is shameful that we must walk out again to deserve the basic rights as students. We are seeing the student accommodation crisis become more and more dire every single year. We are seeing our students sleeping in cars and tents.
My name is Zara. It was so difficult for me to get like accommodation for college in the first place, to the point that we didn't know if I had to like stay in a hotel until like we found something. But the thought of one day having to move out of my parents' house and like actually have to like pay loads of money for like a really crappy apartment, like that's not up to standard. Like, the housing here is so awful. Like, the amount of places that are like price gouging or saying like, oh, you can only live here 5 days a week and then you have to go home. And it's like, well, I can't go home because I'm on the other side of the country.
Okay, so you want digs more regulated and you want more options for student accommodation.
Yeah, and just general housing. Okay. Like, you know, everyone in this country should have like a place, like a roof over their head.
I'm Daniel.
Tell me why you're here, Daniel.
I'm here to support my friends because it's a piss take that they're paying too much rent. And you know, it's the death of, as I said, it's the death of the student experience. So we need to get the governments to do something about this and just make it more, you know, livable for students and make it more enjoyable for students.
Yeah, the same, because most of our friends are still homeless. That's finding it difficult to find people to connect with and find homes. And
so some students here still living on couches or in hostels.
Still couch surfing, and you know, I've compared the rent from the other EU countries. I think that's too much rent anyways.
Cost of living and like that sort of accommodation crisis isn't hugely affecting me because I'm still living from home. Like, commuting's a pain, but it's not as bad as having to like live in a hostel or like being in digs and having to spend 12 hours a week traveling. Like, I know one person who, like, the only option they could get was a house with 20 other people living in it.
20?
Yeah. There's one kitchen, three bathrooms.
Tell me your name,
Elisa.
Will you?
Me, I am confused because I want to go to class because my parents have paid too much money for this degree for me to miss class, but also to take part in the protest and have a voice be heard.
What do you want the government to hear from you so today in this walkout?
Probably that change needs to be made and to actually go do it instead of putting it under the rug and
And specific changes, because they said they lower the student contribution, they're raising the minimum wage, they say they'll provide student accommodation or They're funding it to build it.
Yeah, but it's a mixture of more than just student issues. It goes beyond to the housing crisis, to socioeconomic, political issues throughout the country, that they're all interconnected. So all of it needs to be sorted, possibly a coup de grace or coup d'etat, whatever the word is. That might be of use.
Strong words from classical studies student Alyssa there. But still, John, so many of the election issues being raised there really do come back to housing, don't they?
Yeah, Cormac, and even though the government will point to rent credits, improve student grants and funding universities to build more student apartments, accommodation is still the major issue, and one that has definitely changed the college experience. Whether it's the death of the student experience, I don't know, but it's a very different one in the past few years, as we often hear on the programme. 20-year-old English and journalism student Chloe Nolan is in her third year of studies, but feels she's surviving, not thriving in college, as others mentioned, because she's still looking for accommodation and lives in a hostel.
Last year I was living in an Airbnb. This year I'm living in a hostel. First year I lived in a B&B.
You share a dorm with people now, is it?
Yeah, so I share a dorm with five strangers and it changes around all the time.
And how does that affect your quality of life, your studies?
Yeah, it's not great because I don't have kind of a home, you know. I'm at college and I don't want to leave the campus then because I don't have somewhere I feel safe going back to. I don't have a place of my own.
So when you hear the government saying, well, they are taking students' issues seriously, or they are committing to building more student accommodation, what do you think?
I think it's crap, to be honest, because like with my living situation, I've never had a permanent living situation. I'm only 20 years old. It's also scary as a girl in Galway. Just, it's not a bad city, but it's always scary not knowing where you're going to live.
Will you vote in the general election?
Of course I will. Like, we need change. We need university to be exciting, because I know people that are finishing up Leaving Cert now and they do not want to go to college because of what they've heard about the accommodation. It's not worth it to young people anymore to go to university, which is heartbreaking.
And some people suggesting that after university people will consider emigration.
Yeah, definitely. I am looking to emigrate as soon as I graduate. I'm looking to go to somewhere else. I don't care where. To the States, Canada, wherever.
And why? Because it sounds like a great adventure, but or is it because you feel there's a necessity there?
Because I will never be able to afford to live in this country, which is heartbreaking because I love where I'm from. I'm so proud to be Irish. I'm so proud to be from Mayo. I'm so proud to have gone to the University of Galway. But it's heartbreaking because I know I can't even afford to rent here, never mind to buy a house to raise a family. The cost of living isn't matching not only the minimum wage, but when we graduate. It still doesn't, when you graduate, your pay doesn't match the cost of living in Ireland.
And that is the perspective of third year student Chloe Nolan there, ending John Cook's report from the University of Galway.